Just a word, too, about prayer time on Wednesday. That's a great service in the evening. And if you're an early bird on Tuesday morning, there are folks praying at 6:30 to 7. And that's also a time to be close to God and each other. And the Lord will use that to be a blessing to many, I'm sure. A sermon today about the Bible and what a gift we have in the Bible. And I remember being a young Christian, not being in church much. That was a mistake. And not serving a real lot. And the Lord taught me about that. But one of the first things I did get a hold of was the Scripture. And the Lord kind of drew me to Himself and other issues of health about Him through the Bible. And we should never forget that we're very blessed to have access to God's Word, because so much throughout history, people have not had the Bible in hand. The Christian church, pretty much without the Bible for everybody for the first 1,500 years. Wow. How did people even get to know the Lord or grow much? But it is a gift to us, not to be taken for granted. Might be on the shelf at home or somewhere in there. I lose mine once a week. But you take it as a gift from the Lord, and he'll work through His Word for sure. There was a story about an officer in the U.S. Navy by the name of Admiral Jim Smith. And Admiral Smith commanded a lot of ships and everything. He was thankful for that. But he wanted to command a battleship. That's what his great desire was. So finally, one day, his dream came true. He got to command one of the best battleships in the fleet. This is back in the early 20th century. And on one stormy night, Admiral Smith saw a light in the distance that appeared to be rapidly coming for his battleship. So he flashed a message across the water there. The message was this: alter your course 10 degrees north. And the message came back, flashing to his ship: alter your course 10 degrees south. Well, he was a little concerned about that, so he flashed another message: alter your course 10 degrees north. This is Admiral Jim Smith. And the message came back, flashing across the seas: alter your course 10 degrees south. This is Seaman, third class, Jones. And one more time he gave it a shot, flashed the message: alter your course 10 degrees north. I am a battleship. Message comes back: alter your course 10 degrees south. I am a lighthouse. Take that. The Bible tells us in the Psalms, your word, O Lord, is a light to my path. Things will go well with me if I take heed of what God says in the Bible. Sailing might be rough, but I'll be safer with His word. If I don't heed God's word or know what it says, I will crash and my life will be a wreck. Jesus said something very important about the Scripture in John chapter 10. He said many things about it, often quoted the Old Testament. But He said this about the Scripture: the Scripture cannot be broken. When you think about that, the Scripture cannot be broken. A solid witness to the Lord that's there for us. And what a gift. And Jesus said that to show that He had a very high view of Scripture, the Scripture of His day, which was the Old Testament. And a lot of times you and I are naturally going to have some doubts about the Bible, or maybe we have friends who do, and say, well, I'm not sure, you know, the Bible is true. I'm not sure it's God's Word. In today's world with a lot of different faiths, Pastor Doug taught this past week at VBS, for example, the Muslims have a holy book. It's called the Quran. The Mormons have a holy book. It's called the Book of Mormon. And Christians, oh, we just have our own too. It's called the Bible. So what's different about the Bible? What's the big deal about the Bible, you might say? That's an honest question that people might have. Well, to put it simply a bit, Jesus is the big deal about the Bible. What He thought about it. What He said about it. And when we see that, we know that Jesus was not an accommodator when it came to questions of authority in life. He just didn't go along with what was happening in His day for the sake of not dealing with things. For example, He would often have arguments with the Pharisees over what to do in life. When the Pharisees said, for example, you got to wash your hands before eating because this showed respect to God and a way to honor Him. That might be true for our hygiene and getting rid of the germs. But Jesus said, no, that's not what true holiness is. It's the righteousness of God is a gift. It starts from the inside out, not the outside in. So He wasn't afraid to question the authority of the day that everybody went along with. So when the Pharisees said the Bible is God's word, if it was not so, Jesus would have told them. Not only did He say, yeah, it's God's word, we better believe it's God's word, and especially the scriptures speak about me. Well, He elevated the importance of scripture by saying those are the scriptures that testify about God Himself, about Christ. So if we're going to trust the Bible, we should do it on the credibility of Jesus. He's certainly trustworthy. If He had a high view of the Scripture, you and I can too. We can encourage our unchurched friends to have too. Pilate, who was a real cynical person, you know, Jesus' trial, he asked Jesus, he said, "What is truth?" That's what Pilate said. And a few hours later, Pilate would look at Jesus and say this, "I might not know what truth is, but this man here, there's nothing false in him." Pilate was answering his own question. Jesus is the truth, that's for sure. And so when we look at God's word, we come to it with the same heart that Jesus had. Scriptures cannot be broken. And remember the Lord said the scriptures testify about Him. That's very important. Because it's possible to read the Bible, to read the Scripture, and to miss the Lord. We could do this. When the Jeopardy comes on the television in our home, and we watch it sometimes, I really get excited when the category comes up, the Bible, or the New Testament. Because I'll read the question real fast before my family can, and I'll blurt out the answer, you know. Oh, I got it. I know the Scripture. My chest gets up a little bit and raise my chin, and doesn't necessarily mean that I know Jesus better than my family at that time. The Scriptures are to testify about Him. That's the purpose. You know, the Pharisees of Jesus' day, they knew the Bible, quote the Scripture, but they missed the Lord. So we want to always let the Scriptures help us embrace Him. He's the point. It's a Christ-centered book. It's been said that we can meet Jesus on every page of the Scripture. Meet the Messiah and His great love for us. And read the Gospel by reading the Scripture. Jesus said, the Scriptures testify about me. So we can ask ourselves the question, are you and I, desiring God in His Word? Can we desire God in His Word? That's part of His will for us. I heard a great speaker at Edinburgh Camp. Years ago, he was a morning speaker, and the whole series that he spoke about was gaining strength in your devotional life. And how important that is to have a quiet time with God. You pray, be with Him, hear His word. Well, he said something very interesting. He said, for the last 17 years, he had read through the Scripture, the whole Scripture, all the way through in 1 year, for 17 years. That's incredible. 17 times he did that. He said that was terrific. But the 18th year, something more terrific happened to him, he said. While reading the Bible through, he stopped and asked himself the question, why am I doing this? Why am I reading God's Word? Is it so I can tell myself, well, for 18 years in a row now I've read through the Scripture, or maybe share with another person? And he felt like God was saying to him, hey, please hear my voice. In my word. Please meet me in my word. And so he changed his devotional life. Still had the same commitment to meet God in the Scriptures, but instead he focused in on the Lord through the Bible. He said sometimes he would read just a few number of verses and he would hear the Lord's voice, meditate on that, be closer to Christ at that time. Other times he said, boy, I never read more than... didn't have to read more than three chapters in the Bible before I felt like God was speaking to me about himself or about something in his life he needed to hear. The Lord does that through his word. He loves us. He speaks to us in it. David Bryant, who often spoke of revivals, says that when we go to Christ and have an open heart toward him in his word like that, we are really meeting Jesus again for the first time. He's speaking to us something really important about him. The scriptures testify about Christ. Like the hymn says, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. And what a blessing it is. You know, the Lord has prayed for us that we set our hearts apart for him in the scripture. He prayed shortly before his death. Jesus said, Lord, sanctify them in your word. Your word is truth. And the Lord prays that for us today. And remember, he taught his disciples, if you continue in my word, seek him out in the word. Continue in my word. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. What a blessing. In today's world, where truth is kind of fudged around a bit, and the culture almost has a commitment to not knowing the truth, Jesus shines that light of himself through the Bible. He says, hey, the truth, I'll tell you the truth. The truth will set you free. What a blessing we have in the scriptures. And if you struggle in your reading the scripture like I do, know the Lord invites us to seek him out in the Bible. There's a fellow at the Alliance Theological Seminary, Martin Sanders, who is big on mentoring. He wants people to help each other out in life. He has, once he told a bunch of pastors, he said, you know, if you have a dry time in your devotions, and you don't feel like you're meeting the Lord there, do something really different. Don't read the Bible for a number of days. Some of you may have been committed to that already. You know, put it aside. Let's see what it'll do to my heart. Well, Professor Sanders says this, if you have a sincere love for Christ and put his word aside, there'll be a calling in your soul back to hear the Lord. And when you pick up that Bible again, oh, how sweet it'll be to your heart. Because you'll miss him, like missing a loved one that hasn't spoke to you for a while. And God wants to meet us in the Word. D.L. Moody said this, the Bible was given to change lives, not to just give us factual knowledge. So when I read the Bible, Jesus will change my life through it. And I ask that you and I desire the Lord in his word each day. That's what Job's attitude was when he was seeking God through a trial. I've esteemed the words of your mouth, Lord, more than my daily bread. Lord, give us a hunger after yourself. Jesus said, blessed would be those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. And what's the promise? They'll be filled. If you're hungry for the Lord, he'll fill you with himself. Some of us need to pray, just, Lord, help us to have a desire after you, to seek you with all our hearts. Treat God's word as his love letter to you, which it is, since he teaches us about Jesus and his love. If you were to go in my office, there'd be some photographs on the wall that my wife has taken. She's taken some photographs of some scenes in this area, and I would show you the photographs, and I would say, my wife took this, and she gave it to me. Be happy about that. See, she loves me. She gave me this. And those photographs are a reminder of her kindness, her skill as a photographer, and those things. I have some notes also in my office. And I put them in my important paper file. And they are notes from my children that they gave for Father's Day and birthday and such. Just little notes. Stick figures on it. Say, I love you, Dad. I stick them in my important paper file. So when I'm doing important things and, you know, dealing with some things that are real important for church life and church work, I see those notes. Oh, love is in my life. Wow, this is great. I can do the hard work now. Love is there. When you and I pick up the Bible, we could say, wow, look at this. Look at this. Jesus loves me. This I know, he tells me in his word. And it changes our life to meet him in his word. And there's been times in my life, in a scary way, I share this, but I share it for redemptive purposes. There's been times in my life as a Christian that I have not read the Bible on a very regular basis. I said, oh, why don't I get to it, you know. I concentrate on other things. And I've done so as a committed Christian who went to church regularly. Sometimes I didn't read as a Sunday school teacher. Taught my Sunday school lesson. God organized. Gave a good presentation. I did so sometimes as a church officer. Have a plan for church life. Produce some programs at work. You know, be a visionary. Come up with great ideas for seeing people brought to Christ. And all the while not meeting Christ in the Scripture myself, also as a pastor. You can get by with that for a while and superficially seem to serve well. But as I did, I was killing my own soul. I was missing the Lord and not hearing from Him. And how can I continue to serve well without hearing Him? Now, He invites us to hear Him. A music teacher once told her trumpet section, they practice on their trumpets. She said, you know, if you don't practice your trumpet one day, you'll know it. You'll feel it in your heart as you're playing that trumpet and trying to bring a glorious, beautiful sound from it. If you don't practice the trumpet 2 days, those people around you are going to know it. People right in your section, right, your family will know it when you practice that trumpet at home. That noisy sound there. If you don't practice the trumpet 3 days, I'll know it. The whole band will know it. The whole audience will know it. And it's true with meeting the Lord, hearing from Him in His Word. We could ask ourselves the question, what does everybody know about us? What do they know about us? Might Jesus be the best part of who we are? We met with Him. We come to the Scripture. Might we pray or just say, sir, we would see Jesus. As we would come to the Bible and to read the Scripture to meet the Lord, and not only to meet the Lord, but very importantly, so that people who don't read the Scripture ever might see God's Word lived out in you and I. And it's fun to be a channel of His blessing like that. We spend a lot of times as believers, I think, being mad at the darkness. The darkness is bad. That's life without God. That's the world that is passing away. And it's good to know how fleeting that is. We spend a lot of time being mad at the darkness for being dark. Why are you dark? The darkness can't help itself unless somebody turns that light on who has the light. Christ in you, His Word dwelling richly in your heart. Let it be so, Paul said in Ephesians. And so I share with you this morning for the times I've failed to meet the Lord in a delightful, disciplined way in the Scripture. I have hurt myself by that. Hurt the ministry, hurt my family, those kind of things. And when I'm able to say, Lord, not as a legalistic thing, but something I look forward to. A time with You in Your Word. What a privilege. You know, what a blessing. Help me to hear You today, Lord. Sometimes reading just a little bit does bring the changes in my life that He longs to bring and works on me. And when I want to really meet Jesus in the Bible, you know, I do see Him as someone who brings truth. That's painful to my soul sometimes, but it's a good truth. Sharper than a two-edged sword, judges the thoughts and intentions of my heart. That's why often people don't read the Bible. I don't want to have to face what the Lord is really saying to me about Him and to me about me. We meet His truth. We also meet His grace and mercy. I'll help you. His Spirit will equip us to do the Word, he says. He gives comfort and strength. And best of all, he gives himself. There are times when I've been hurting in life. You know, they say that people who hear the Lord most clearly are those who are hurting. There are times in my life when I've been hurting, when if it wasn't for God speaking to me in his Word or through another believer, reminding me of a faithful promise, I don't know if I'd have made it through a rough time. And we as God's people, you know, we're to be a bit hurting each day as we mourn over any sin we know in our lives that God calls us to repent from. Blessed are those who mourn. They'll be comforted. So hear the Lord. And I just leave you with a couple contemporary and ancient examples of those who sought the Lord in his Word. Billy Graham, he said this at the end of his ministry career. If I were to do it over again, I'd do two different things. Pray, I've mentioned that in the past. And number two, I would read the Bible more. Billy Graham, still hungry for the Lord in his Word. What a blessing. His devotional habits, by the way, are to read a proverb, psalm, or more, and then something in the New Testament. So, and he just reads the proverb according to what the date is. For example, the 17th, so he reads Proverbs 17. 31 chapters, you just go through Proverbs continuously. A psalm to say, Lord, praise your name, or Lord, please help. The Psalms are a great prayer book. And also something about our dear Lord in the New Testament, or old as God leads. And then I quote you, George Mueller, a committed Christian of the 1800s. Very busy man, you know, working from sunup to sundown. He said this about his life with the Lord. He saw, I saw more clearly than ever that the first business was to attend every day. The first business I was to attend every day was this, to have my soul happy in the Lord. First thing, right out of the gates, he wanted that. He said, I saw the important thing I had to do was to give myself to the reading of God's Word and meditating on it. If I did not, he said, I might do the things I was called to do, not in a right spirit. Possible to be real working hard for the Lord, but you're out of touch with him on the inside. And he went on to write this. The first thing the child of God has to do, morning by morning, is to obtain food for his inner man. How we want that for ourselves. I do share a realistic struggle with that. That each day, I look forward to meeting the Lord in the morning, even though I'm not always sharp first thing in the morning. Mornings are hectic. Where's the bran flakes? Where's my socks? Etc. And this morning, I got up a little extra early. Wanted to do some extra preparation for worship, and I set time extra aside to read of Jesus in his Word. The whole morning, it seemed like things went against that experience. Rushed around, rushed to the church here, forgot my keys. Mr. Nelson rescued me, getting me into the church building. Pastor Doug rescued me, getting me into my office. And finally got to spend time with the Lord a little bit. I share that just to let you know, when you commit to that, there will be some obstacles. But if you're determined, you can say, Lord, I set this time aside with you. And it'll be a great meeting. It is one of the highlights of my day, saying, okay, quiet time. Let's hear what Jesus has to say. So I give just a couple other testimonies from dear believers. Jeremiah said this about God's words. When your words came to me, I ate them and they were my joy and my heart's delight. And don't you want to experience things in your life that are joyful and delightful? Who can you say better than Jesus himself? The psalmist said this, my heart trembles at your word. We approach God's word saying, oh Lord, help me to remember this is not just a book to memorize. This is you speaking to me. Moses told the people, he gave them a charge. Take heart to all the words I give to you. Now he was talking about the law. I have solemnly declared to you, they are not idle words. They are your life. To meet Jesus in His Word. Or this morning, if you're here and wondering, boy, what does the Bible have to do with me? What does Jesus have to do with me? Paul would come gently and say to you, you know, faith, trust in Christ. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the message of Christ. Hearing the Word of God. And God's Word to any person not sure of their relationship with Christ is this. Jesus has been given so that you might have eternal life. God so loved you so that you might have life forever with Him. And He's given His life to forgive sins, rose from the dead so you can know Him as a living person. As real to you as the person sitting next to you in the pew. And by His Word, He can convert your heart to Him. He's for you this morning. So might any who don't know the Lord say, Lord, I put my trust in You today. Be my friend, Savior, and Shepherd. And might believers this morning just confess to the Lord, Lord, we've taken You and Your Word for granted. Even David knew, looking at the law, he said, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. And Lord, again, might the light of Jesus shine through His people as we turn to Him. And God grant repentance and the fruits of repentance in our lives as we seek the Lord every day in His Word. Be a committed person to do that. Don't be an undisciplined, lazy believer. Sometimes we have to just say, that's where we're at. You know, we have exhausted ourselves with much, but we haven't given our passion to Christ. He's not our passion. Might He be so each day this week. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank You for what You said about the Scripture, which really elevates all that we feel about the Bible. Scripture cannot be broken. And we can't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from Your mouth. I pray, Father, for each one of us, for myself, for each dear person here, that we would desire You throughout the day, and we would desire You in a wholehearted manner in Your Word, in Your good book. Lord, as we continue in Your Word, we'll know the truth. The truth will set us free. As we don't continue in Your Word, Lord, we just go in the opposite direction. Our hearts toward You become calloused and cold. And we don't want to live like this. Life is too short and precious to waste another day not hearing from our great loved one, Jesus. So might there be a committed delight and discipline among Your people today as we would turn to You in the Scriptures each day. Bless each heart that makes those commitments. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.